Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
You cannot be a Christian without the evidence of God's nature in you. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God gave up His only Son for us because of love. Join Reverend Daniel in his series, Love. Stay tuned.
Let's quickly open our Bibles to John chapter 3, verse 16, quickly.
John chapter 3, verse 16.
The Bible says what?
For God so loved the world,
yes,
that He gave His only begotten Son,
yes,
that whosoever believeth in Him,
yes,
should not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God so loved the world that He gave.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God expressed love by giving. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God's love is not human love. It's a different type of love. That's the real love. That's the love that you help somebody when the person is still your enemy. That love is not a mental love. It's not flesh love. It's a love that comes from your spirit.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So you see that when you were a child of God, you have to understand what your makeup is of. So that you know how to do certain things. I remember I said there that the reason why many of us, our faith is not working, is because of what we have allowed in our lives. Do you understand what I just said? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? And we said, faith worketh by what? By love. So you can be a Christian. You are born of love. Your nature is love. When we say eternal life, if I want to know that you have eternal life, open the scriptures. 1 John 3:16.
First John 3 from 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us,
yes,
and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Continue.
But whoso have this world's good, and seeth his brother have need,
mm-hmm,
and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in
him? How dwelleth the love of God in him? Continue. Go to 20.
My little children, let us not love in word,
okay,
neither in tongue,
uh-huh,
but in deed and in truth.
Continue.
And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him.
How do we know? Verse 20.
For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things.
So take note of this. Your heart is very critical when it comes to expressing the love of God. It's very, very critical. How do you know you are born again? You just read the scripture. If you want to know somebody who loves, never use the person speaking. Use the person's relationship. Use the person's relationship. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. quickly.
1 John 4:7.
I'm looking for a scripture. Quickly.
1 John 4:7.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God.
1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Now, we all say that I am born again, I am born again. If you want to know someone who is born again, the Bible says everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Are you listening to what I just said? This is a series. So you know the background of all this communication. And I said last time here that, the devil can imitate.
They
can imitate a lot of things. But he can't imitate God's nature. Are you listening to what I just said? So, and I remember we read Corinthians. We read about the gift of the Spirit. The
Apostle said
that I will show you a more what, perfect way. Remember that scripture. Then he said what? Though I had, can we go there? 1 Corinthians. Let's go to the last chapter of verse 12 and then go to 13. Then you understand. So, listen to me. If you are here, and you want to experience God in your life, I'm showing you the most perfect way to experience.
Amen.
Because right now, let me find with you. The way the world is going. The greed is becoming more. The bitterness, the anger, the fight, divisions, political divisions, is getting more terrible all over the world. The divisions among families. It's becoming more terrible. The problems of humanity is a clear indication of the nature of death that is ruling human beings. So if you want to see someone who has God's life, God's nature, that person, you must notice the person by the person's love. Because even when we read the scripture, we saw there are people in this world today who can give all their goods to feed the poor. And yet they don't have love. So we have to be very careful, even as Christians. The way we handle ourselves. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are praying. You are sacrificing. But what is the real motive behind it? What is the real intention behind it? And many times, many Christians say, we are sitting here nicely. But you know yourself. You cannot have love and say that this brother, I don't like him. It
would
be difficult. Because something in you will be. So if you say them that your flesh is the one talking, or your emotions are talking, but your spirit will give you a check. That's what the Bible says. The spirit bears with that spirit that we are children of God. If you are a true child of God, you say you don't like somebody, you see that you have some problem. If you are here and you don't have that issue, I can tell you are not born again. I'm being frank with you. You are serving yourself. Of all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Let's come up.
But covet earnestly the best gifts.
The best gifts.
And yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
I will show you a more excellent way. So, with this way, nothing can hinder you in this world with this way.
Amen. That was our coin. So be peering with to me so coin. It was our coin. So
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of what you just read.
I
want us to quickly look at this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Romans
we'll come back to this one. Let me just allow the Spirit of God to let me go how He wants me to go.
Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
So you see that this scripture is very, very important. He said, and we know that all things work together for good. One.
Amen.
One. One. All Amen. Things work together for good. For the one is one, you must love God first. And you must be called according to His purpose. So what it means is that you have to understand what it means to love God. Because if this work for your good, it means that there's something you are doing that shows that you love God. And love is so important in the Christian walk. And yet it's the least stressed.
It's the least stressed.
Do you understand the problem? Are you sure you understand? Yes, yes, yes. And I said, the way your faith can work, your faith can really work. The God kind of faith, not the worldly faith. That God kind of faith can really work when you're a man of love. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay, so with this scripture, let's understand this very important thing. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, quickly.
1 John 4:20.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
1 John 4:20.
Yeah.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen?
Please read it again.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen?
If you are listening very carefully, the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God. And the man of God is telling that if you say you love God,
and
you hate your brother, you are a liar. The word is you are a liar. It means that your quality of your love for God is expressed in your dealings with other men. If I want to know how much you love God, I will test it by how you relate with others. I will test it with the closest relationships. One man of God said that he's a very serious man. He said that if he wants to know you as a pastor, he will check. He will want to know how you are with your wife. That's how you know how spiritual you are. He wants to know how close you are to Jesus. How you are related to God, but how you relate with your wife. He didn't say he wants to know how well you can raise the dead.
He
didn't say how you can know the number of your church members. No.
He
said, I will see by how you relate to the closest people around you. How many of us can think in that level? This is a man of God who has a lot of encounters with Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus walks with him, he talks to Jesus. I mean, this is a man. And he's telling you that if he wants to know how well you know Jesus, how we know God, how spiritual he is, he wants to know how well. Because you know why? You know why? Let me tell you why. Because you know, the Bible says that see, we have God's love in us. And don't forget that the people that normally you have issues with are the ones closest to you. So if you want to see that love of God,
it would
have been those who are normally hurting you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see, if you want to be very powerful on the earth, you cannot say that you don't have power. The reason why your power is not working, you're not working in the nature that God is that makes him powerful.
Amen.
Who understand what I just said? God's nature is love. God is love.
So
if you really want to walk the way God walks,
you have
to walk the way Jesus also walked. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So with this scripture, I want us to go back and come for it. Because we need to understand some of the dynamics here. Okay?
Amen.
Can we go to Ezekiel chapter 36?
Ezekiel chapter 36.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at verse 22, please.
Chapter 36, verse 22.
Holy Ghost, help me.
From 22. Yeah. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel,
mm-hmm.
Thus saith the Lord God,
yeah.
I do not this for your sakes, mm-hmm. O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen,
mm-hmm.
whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. Mm-hmm. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God,
continue.
When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land.
Go to Jeremiah chapter 31, 33.
Jeremiah 31, 33. But this shall be the covenant. That I will make with the house of Israel.
Yeah.
After those days, saith the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts,
yeah.
and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
But he said, this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. So after those days, saith
Israel,
the Lord, I'll put my law in their inward, that's in their hearts, in their hearts.
And
write it in their hearts. To the Lord be written to your heart. And will be their God and they shall be my people. Take note of this scripture. Now from this scripture, let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 1.
Hebrews 8, 1.
Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest,
yeah.
who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty,
uh-huh.
in the heavens.
Uh-huh.
A minister of the sanctuary. And of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man.
Mm-hmm.
For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer.
Uh-huh.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God, when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount.
Mm.
But now have he ordained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant,
mm-hmm.
which was established upon better promises.
Better covenant, let's go on. So there's a new covenant coming. Continue.
For if that first covenant had been faultless.
So there's a first covenant.
There
was a problem with the first covenant.
That
first covenant had laws. Right? It had laws. And Jesus came to fulfill that law.
Right? Continue.
Read it.
Then should no place have been sought for the second.
But then what happened? Mm-hmm.
For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Mm-hmm. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, save the Lord.
Uh-huh. Verse 10.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of.
Take note. We just read Jeremiah, right?
A kind
and
Jeremiah.
This is a New Testament communication,
mm.
and he's telling this. He quoted the exact scripture. Look at this scripture. Read it. Yeah.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, uh-huh. after those days, saith uh-huh. the Lord.
Yes.
I will put my laws into their mind.
So the law will be put in your mind. Who will put the law there? God himself.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
And write them in their hearts.
So you write them in your heart. Continue.
And I will be to them a God, uh-huh. and they shall be to me a people.
When we see, when we read Jesus about the vine and the branches, we saw clearly Jesus brought up the issue of a law. What law did he give us? He gave us, and we read it. He gave us a law of what? Love. So in this our new covenant with the Lord, this new creation, the law is love. Do you understand the message? Are you sure you are here? So he gave the same, said, I will put my laws into their mind and write them into their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Now,
so truly, in this new covenant, our sin has been taken away. Jesus has done it for us.
Yes, I am.
In the first covenant, they have to try and obey.
This one,
we have been given the ability to obey. We have the ability to walk in love. It's not our mind or our flesh. It's coming from our spirit.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach you how you can quickly start getting results.
Amen.
Because a lot of us here, you see, we have love in our heart. But we have allowed our flesh to subject the love. We know in our hearts what we must do. But our emotions and the pain we are going through has not allowed us to express that love from our hearts. Who understand what I just said?
Amen.
Are you sure you are here?
Amen.
Now, when I say you love somebody, I don't mean that you are stupid.
The
love is humble. I don't say you are stupid. Someone was telling me that, why are you holding on to this issue? If you say you have let it go, why are you still holding? I said, no.
I
told the person that it's not that I'm holding on to the issue. But the person has to earn my trust. Who
understands
what I just said? You know, to not say you don't love the person.
Yes,
no. But if the person did something wrong, you are forgiving the person.
Now the
it doesn't mean you should be stupid. So I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about how you feel about the person. What is your mind about the person? That's what I'm talking about. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
So don't be thinking about love. That means that you are just stupid. No. It's far from that. I'm saying that in your heart, towards God, and God's in your heart. Your relationship with the person, you have no issue. In fact, when somebody talks about the person, the way you communicate is also very important. It doesn't mean that you are going to be stupid. What I just said.
Amen.
Like you are leaving, you are going somewhere, and then let's say you leave your somebody with some money.
Now where you see car movie.
Say she take care of this money for anyone. The person has stolen some of the money. What is it? Because of love, you give the person another chance.
No, I say she can or don't you know what side the full man would there be.
You know, it's not the person has broken the trust.
Well, yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you sure you're here? Are you here? Even God's love causes him to chastise people.
So don't
be a fool and start thinking something different. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Are you sure you're here? Mm. Okay. So he said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Said the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, their mind, and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now, this scripture is very, very critical for us. Because we read right recently, just last week. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Then all of a sudden, verse 7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. Because you shall ask what you will. He's saying that your faith. Because your request is based how God honor your request. He said, if you don't have faith, what you don't want, please him.
So we need and to get to me.
The confidence we have of God that when we pray, He hears us.
I reshemwa
for God to hear you.
And to say,
you must be abiding in Him, and you are abiding in
Him.
Isn't it?
Sir.
Then all of He said that. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so that you shall be my disciples. As the Father had loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. Verse 9. Then verse 10 says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. So to abide in God's love is not just being there. There's something that you must walk in. Even I, as I have kept my Father's command and abide in His love. So the reason why Jesus can say He has kept God's commandment and is in Jesus, God's love is because He has been able to do what God told Him to do. What did God tell Jesus to do? These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. This is my commandment. He has spoken about God's commandment to him. He said, this is my commandment. We just read that there's a day coming, the new covenant. God will write the laws in our hearts. Are you here now? And Jesus said, this is my commandment. As I have what? Do you know the funny thing? As soon as he said that, as I have loved you, he explained what it means to have loved you.
Amen.
What was the next verse?
Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
So, in God's love expression,
it's you
seek the well-being of others.
So,
you have genuine love, concern for others.
Yes,
is it love one another as I have loved you? Holy Ghost, help us.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, help us.
Amen.
Just read Hebrews. Let's go quickly to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. You know, I saw the Ezekiel. So can we go there first? Ezekiel chapter 36, 25.
Ezekiel 36, 25.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, help me.
Ezekiel 36, 25.
Mm.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and he shall be clean.
He shall be clean.
From all your filthiness.
From all your filthiness.
From all your idols.
From all your idols.
Will I cleanse you?
Will I cleanse you?
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead, and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.